When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There is no shame in wanting something. This whole world is based on wanting something. You've got to discover your gift, and when you discover it, you got to soak it. You got to wring it out, man. You got to diversify it. Most of us only have one talent, but do you know that that's all you need? If you take that background that you're from and never let it define you, but allow it to redefine you, all that stuff works for the good. Do you understand that you needed everything that's happened to you to happen to you in the exact order that has happened in order for you to be the person that you are today?
It's either you have it or you don't.
That sounds like excuses to me. I mean, you got to figure it out. If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out. And every puzzle is constructed differently. Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just got to figure out your own puzzle.
You're wondering why other people are successful. Like, who gives a... You can say you think it sucks, but to spend time wondering why someone is successful and hating, it doesn't do any good. I don't spend time wondering why I hate things or hating things or hating on someone or being jealous.
Don't mistake kindness for weakness. And if you think about why that saying exists for two reasons. One, because people do mistake kindness for weakness. The other reason that statement exists is they're saying don't do that because it's a mistake, because kindness is not weakness. In fact, kindness takes strength. And when you have that person that has that internal fortitude, most of the time those tough guys are acting like they're tough because they're insecure about something. That's what's going on. And so when people actually have, when people are kind, it's because they're secure.
It breaks my heart to see people who could be geniuses, who could be super healthy, who could have lots of prosperity, who could be doing amazing things in their community, who could be living gorgeous lives, serving the world, shining their luminosity on the world, and they're stuck. And they blame it. It's because of my mom. It's because of my dad. It's because of the country I live in. Just a whatever. Just a... I mean, that's... We do create our reality through our mindset, heartset, healthset, and soulset.
There are people who say they want to be a champion, but they don't know the cost. There are people who say they want expensive vehicles, but they don't know the cost. You see, the cost is not on the sticker. The cost is not going to practice. The cost comes with maintenance. Maintenance is getting up and having discipline every single day. Maintenance is having the work ethic to outwork your competition and to imagine that they're coming for you and that you're the hunter.
I always put people way above me when I was growing up. Like, my God, they had to have a lot more than me to get to where they're at. And a lot of them did. But once you get around the best of the best of the best people, you can kind of start breaking them down and realizing, man, you're just me, like we all have, but all you did was you hit it better.
Everything that you do, you should keep striving to find out just how great you can be, but there's a cost that comes with it. It may cost you some relationships because some people can't handle being around someone so driven. Can you stand having people isolate from you because you demand so much from you that they know that they can't withstand being around you because the sun gets too hot and some people will melt.
You know you have the desire to achieve more. And so what's it going to take for you to start rewriting the story in your life? See, the problem is you have bought into this false narrative that you are destined for failure because you come from a failed family. You come from a divorced family. You come from a family of alcoholics. Blue collar. We're just supposed to be blue collar. No, you're not. You can make as much money as you want. You can have as much freedom as you want. You can have as much opportunity as you want, but you got to go out and get it. Because I can tell you right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve.
You have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen.
I hate Plan B. Every thought that you put into Plan B, you're taking away now that thought and that energy from Plan A. I've never, ever had a Plan B. I made a full commitment that I'm going to go and be a bodybuilding champion. I made a full commitment that I'm going to be in America. I made a full commitment that I'm going to get into show business and I'm going to be a leading man. No matter what it takes, I will do the work. I will do the work over and over.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And over until I get it.
You want your stuff? It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. See, as long as you're breathing, you got a shot at your dream.
The work you put in will cost you. It'll cost you calluses, it'll cost you time, it'll cost you relationships, and you can't go back. Once you start on this journey, you gotta continue. Because if you turn back, you'll have regret. And there's no reason for you to regret being great. There's a cost. Pay it.
When I wake up in the morning, I don't think, am I motivated to go do what I'm supposed to do? No, I don't think about it for 1 millisecond. When the alarm clock goes off, I have no thought about whether this is easy, whether this is hard, whether I want to do it, whether I don't want to do it. None of that matters. It's an emotionless, thoughtless discipline. When the alarm clock goes off, you get up, you get out of bed, and you go do what you're supposed to do. I don't care how it feels. I don't care if it's easy or hard. It doesn't even matter to me. It's just a reaction, it's a discipline, and it's life. And that's the way I choose to live my life.
Our mind wants to protect us. The mind is like, honestly, it has a tactical advantage over us. It knows our deepest, darkest fears or insecurities. It knows where we start to feel, we start getting that doubt creeping that says, hey man, you know what, man, maybe this isn't good. Let's go back home to the wife. This is not comfortable. So in that moment, the mind directs us. It's a protective mechanism. It really saves us from discovering that the mind's like, I want to be in charge of you. I don't want you to be in charge of me. So it tells you, let's just stop right here. But once you start breaking through that barrier and start breaking down that governor that you've put in your mind, because we forget we are in control of our mind.
So I'm here to tell you, if you can't think for yourself, if you can't make the money, if you're starting to go broke, that's exactly what the opposition wants.
You must be willing to go after everything as if you have absolutely nothing and no one with you. Because the truth is, at the end of the day, the only measuring stick on whether or not you achieved it is the dreams you have and the goals you establish and whether you accomplish them. You must live a life of purpose. Health is wealth, and right now you're full of wealth. You're full of strength and possibilities. Do not leave Earth with the tank half full.
No, we put in our minds what we should do. But we believe our mind is telling us, it's giving us all this feedback. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. We're good, this sucks, but it's okay.
Don't go around telling people what your story is. Everybody has a story. 80% don't care and 20% glad it's you. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
Small, daily, seemingly insignificant improvements, when done consistently over time, lead to stunning results. That is how you get to transformation. That is how you become a needle mover. Kobe didn't become Kobe because he made a revolutionary change one day. In a practice, Kobe became Kobe. The great women and men who changed the world, Mandela, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., the great state leaders, they became who they were by the small, daily, seemingly insignificant things that they did every day.
You see, greatness is what you leave behind. It's the legacy that your children will see. It's the thing that people line up beside and the reason why they label you as captain of the team. It is earned, it is not given. You must go after it.
You guys need to understand what you don't have to do. You don't have to work hard, you don't have to eat right, you don't have to sleep right, you don't have to do more than what's required of you. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But you also don't have to win. You don't have to be a success in life. So the greatest things in life take sacrifice and discipline. And that's why so few people achieve great things. Because they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to discipline for something greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to? It's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
Because suffering will introduce a man to his highest self. And when you do that, you begin to build such high levels of confidence and you become so congruent with the man that you want to be, the man that you love, respect, and admire.
What if it's the worst question you can ever ask yourself? I failed. It's a million times better than what if. Because that motherfucker got up and did something, showed up 10 times more of the man and says, what if? What if, man? What if is an ongoing debate inside yourself that you can never come to a conclusion on? I got up and failed, at least I know. Otherwise, what if every minute of every day of your existence, battling inside your head, trying to turn off the voices, but you can't. The window of opportunity is closed. Something you can do but sit back and wonder, what if? Nope, don't like that, man. I'd much rather take the gamble and lose.
But you got to be not all right to get all right. You got to have been through something to know something. Knowing that as we begin to explore new horizons and new vistas in life, that as we begin to focus on developing ourselves, as we begin to elevate ourselves and not to follow the crowd, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better. And there's still some things that will happen to you that will catch you on the blind side that you did not anticipate.
You gotta keep going. When your lungs feel like they're on fire, it's a feeling and it will pass. And if you can get past the feeling, you'll find that there's a second wind there. And that second wind is how you find the wins in life. That's how you find the victories in life. That's how you overcome and discover that there's another level. When you arrive and look in the mirror and say, I did it when no one else believed in me. I did it when I was tired. I did it when I was broken. I did it, and I stand here finally accomplished and successful because I kept going. But everything within me told me to quit.
People want to know how to stop laziness. They want to know how to stop procrastination. They have an idea in their head, maybe even a vision. But they don't know where to start. So they ask and they say, where do I start? When is the best time to start? And I have a simple answer. Here and now. That's it. Where do you start? You start right here.
There are times where you need a reset. Bad things happen to good people. You really want to overcome something? You really want to become something? You're going to have to make some changes, and the biggest change that you can make is in your mindset.
So because life is short, I don't have time to focus on what's not. I've got to focus on what is and get up and go get it. So I need you to understand where you are. So we're not looking for perfect, but we are looking for opportunity, and we have it. So it's like, yo, say it, because I need you to understand what you have. And then I need you to appreciate what you have. And then I need you to go after everything that's got your name on it with no excuses. So it's like, yo, we have opportunity. Whatever you do, don't waste it. Don't cry about it. Get up and go make it happen.
Nelson Mandela has this quote, in life I don't lose, I only win or learn. Realize, like, so many people think like they've lost, but like if you just pull one piece of information that's good, whether it's a different perspective, extracting knowledge, a different way to go about life, a different way to not fall on your face, like that's winning. Like they have everything inside of them to do whatever they need to do. You know, over the 23 years of my life, I've realized that it's not this. It's not this physical body. Have you seen your mindset? Like, have you seen the way you operate? Like, have you seen the way that you react to situations, that you're pissed off in traffic, that you think the world is happening to you? Like, and to let people know that, like, the biggest and baddest people are handicapped and crippled by the limiting beliefs, the things that they tell themselves. And that's why I say the biggest disability is a bad mindset. It's not this body.
I walked a mile. I said, maybe I can walk one more mile. Maybe I can walk another mile. When your mind knows it's not going to quit, and this is what I found out, this is my 40% rule. When your mind knows it's not going to quit, your body will adapt to whatever is in front of it. And that one day changed, that one 19 hours, it wasn't SEAL training, it wasn't Ranger School, it wasn't Delta Force, it wasn't any of that crap I went through. It was this 19 hours and 6 minutes that forever changed my life to know that we as human beings are capable of anything, and we don't need any special kind of parents or tools to get there. So I end you with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
If you can change the way you wake up in the morning, stop saying, I got to go to work. I got to work out. I gotta get this weight off of me. I gotta go and meet with the people at the school. I gotta deal with my coworkers. Change one word in that sentence and everything about your life changes. I get to wake up in the morning. When you say I got to, you take all of your opportunities and all of your blessings and you wrap them up in stress by saying I got to. You take all the stress off of it when you say I get to.
You initiate action. You go. Here is the reality. That idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it.
You'll get knocked down, but you won't be knocked out. You'll be able to get to your feet again, be on the ropes. But you have a fast recovery rate when you work on yourself. Reinterpreting our past. Understanding and knowing that we can move from where we are. That we can begin to design the kind of life that empowers us, that gives us happiness, that enables us to be on top of who we are.
Quitting is the easiest thing that you can do in life. Because it doesn't take character, it doesn't take anything to quit. It takes a willingness to walk away. And the more you begin to quit, the more it begins to define your life. That's not for you. The defining thing or the defining moment of your life is when you decide to quit quitting. To never give up, to never give in. To never again allow yourself to feel so overwhelmed that quitting is your best option. You have to decide that I would rather fight than flight.
So stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it and reading all about it and debating the pros and cons of it. Start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen. Get after it. Here. And now.
I begin to build a reputation with myself. And within that, I began to govern my life. I drew boundary lines around me so that those who would talk me into quitting must go. There is no room for negative people in your space, in your hemisphere, and in your atmosphere, not for the levels that you're going to go to. Remove them and improve you. And I promise, great things await you. If you believe you can do great things, you are right. If you believe that you can become great, you are right. If you believe that you can accomplish things that no one in your bloodline has ever done before, you are right. If you believe you can overcome childhood drama, you are right. But you must have your mind in the right place. Stop talking to yourself in negative tones. Stop allowing yourself to repeat things that others have said to you that have set you back emotionally and mentally. You got to start believing when no one else does. You have to start giving yourself a daily affirmation, even if it begins with post-its and you write it down and you read it to yourself and you say it until it becomes a belief system.
This is the problem with the take it easy generation that we're living in. The take it easy mentality, the seeking balance mentality. God, the take it easy mentality, some of you have drunk from that well far too long, right? And the way I look at it is in all of life, man, we could either be a crop duster or a fighter jet. Fighter jet is someone who is definitive in their life. They have an idea of what their purpose is, what their calling is, and they They work towards those goals every day. Yeah, some days you'll achieve more towards those goals and some days you'll achieve less towards your goals. But every day you're making forward momentum towards your goals. That is the fighter jet mentality. You're type A, you're action oriented, and you have this proclivity to lean into action.
Your feelings don't matter. You may feel like doing something, maybe you don't feel like doing something, doesn't matter. Get out there and do what you're supposed to do, whether you feel like it or not.
You have within yourself, if you allow yourself to access that soul that within you, and the mind follows that, and the emotions follow the mind, you can create a new reality for yourself.
I think we have it backwards. We're so worried about the external things. We're so worried about competing with other people. We're so worried about what this world thinks of us. We're so worried about all these things. The greatest victory isn't external. It isn't a follower account. It isn't a dollar account. It isn't a position in society. The greatest victory is knowing you already have victory. The greatest victory is knowing that God has already given you victory. The greatest victory is an internal victory. Because it don't matter how victorious you are in the world, if you're defeated inside of you, what does it matter?
Most people won't do that. See, most people engage in low life living, low risk living. Viscott said, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best. And if you cannot become your best, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there? And so you want to begin to take some chances. You want to begin to challenge yourself and make it okay to fail and learn from your failures. Don't allow fear of failure and the allure, the attractiveness of playing it safe in life to draw you in. You can't get out of life alive. You got to die to leave here.
Every single thought we have or every sentence we speak is an affirmation. And it's either positive or negative. And it's going out from us and it's creating our experiences. Decide what you want and begin to do positive statements in present tense for what you want.
You are built for it. I want to tell you that you built for it. You're still here. Despite everything that you went through, everything that you're going through, and everything you're gonna go through, you are still here. You are built for it. That struggle that's coming against you, you are built for it. Those people that turn their back on you, you are built for it.
You have something that you brought to the universe, and that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it, and mastering myself, and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are, and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself. All of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence.
Believe that when you hurt, that hunger while you're sitting on the sideline, that is developing the soul that you can become better. You must have such an appetite for greatness that every setback becomes another reason for you to go harder. Because when you come back, it won't be a comeback. It's a takeover. This is revolution time inside of you. This is revolution time in life. Whatever it is that you have lost, that made room for you to grow, for you to gain, for you to win. You are right. Greatness is something you can achieve.
those precious seconds, you were either building or you were decaying. You were either gaining ground or you were losing ground in that second. And in every second counts. So make every second count.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.